Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
We got our foot in the door and have been talking about Relevant Magazine, which is one of the extremely liberal magazines, or really heretical magazines, that's contributing to the present and, I believe, future apostasy that the scripture speaks of. But I mentioned last week that I also wanted to mention a current event regarding Hurricane Florence that recently came to the coast of the east coast of the United States. And I had mentioned that, of course, within Relevant Magazine, there is a great emphasis upon, you know, the speakers and the leaders of groups, not only progressive Christians, but New Apostolic Reformation leaders, which, of course, is a group of people who claim to be apostles and prophets for our days, but who, in fact, are false prophets and apostles for our day. And I had kind of got my foot in the door talking once again about Lance Wallnau, who there had been a video circulated concerning, at the time, Trump's meeting with several Christian leaders. And Wallnau, of course, being one of the few who had predicted accurately that Trump would be president, has, of course, predicted a lot of other things that have not come true, and claims to be one of the, or is listed as one of the prophets that are in the New Apostolic Reformation, according to BereanResearch.org and their excellent white paper on that movement. Well, because of their and the progressive Christianity's involvement or impact, I should say, on Relevant Magazine, I wanted to go back to, because of an event, the current event of the hurricane, and involving Pat Robertson's prayers against the hurricane, I wanted to tie all these things back together for you. Lance Wallnau, from an article in the CBN News website, which of course is Pat Robertson's ministry, they spoke with Wallnau, and he was a author, speaker, political strategist, and he, you know, was well spoken of by, by Pat Robertson, and received well. And of course, Pat Robertson, because of his own, I would almost assume, I don't know for sure, but I would assume that Pat Robertson could be listed as a member of the NAR. Because of his beliefs in present-day apostles and prophets. But anyway, he had this interview with once Lance Wallnau, and he believed, Wallnau said that he believes Trump is a secular reformer who's going to establish an environment where Christians can bring about a spiritual reformation, and really to establish a kingdom for God on earth, which is what the NAR believes, and even what the liberal progressives with their social gospel, social justice nonsense are trying to do as well. They want to also, and you'll see hopefully a little bit more about that from a relevant, more one of the relevant articles. But anyway, I bring this up because, again, to make that connection, and just so you know, I'm not making some wild accusation. Pulpit and Pen, which is a very good discerning organization, they had an article called False Teacher of the Day, Lance Wallnau. This was in 2017. And they, just for a quick backdrop, continuing our False Teacher of the Day series, we bring to your attention another false teacher. Lance Wallnau has been thoroughly discredited as a false prophet, a key player in the New Apostolic Reformation. He is a driving force behind the Seven Mountain Mandate that seeks to take dominion over seven designated areas of culture, including religion, family, education, government, media, arts, and entertainment, and business. Wallnau is a member of the right-wing New Apostolic political activist group, the Oak Initiative. So, you know, what you have here is right-wing heretical folks that are part of this NAR who want to establish their version of Christ's kingdom on the earth, even as the progressive liberals, emergence, etc., are wanting to establish their version of Jesus's kingdom on earth. And I don't know, Why don't we just let Jesus establish his own kingdom on earth, which is what he's going to do when he returns, though there won't be any true peace in the world until the Prince of Peace comes and establishes it, and there won't be any true kingdom of God that comes until Jesus returns. But anyway, I wanted to mention this. Wall Now is a regular appearance on the Elijah List, a website dedicated to prophetic prattle for those with the disinclination to heed the warnings of Scripture against such foolishness, claims he has a word from the Lord for you regarding what the Lord is doing to reclaim the inheritance in your life and restore it to you, that which the enemy has sought to take. Claiming that Donald Trump's presidency is walking us through the Cyrus prophecy of Isaiah 45 even as we speak. He discloses how the Lord spoke to his friend Cindy Jacobs, another well-known false prophet, and divulged to her that the death angel had recently passed over the United States during the recent Passover. This, again, was back in 2017. Looks like May the 2nd. Anyway, he then goes on to interpret signs of the times in fanciful ways, showing himself to be nothing more than a skirt chaser of the generation that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 16:4. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign. Anyway, I wanted you to recognize Walt Lance Wallnau, who's one of many of these false prophets that make up the NAR. And he, also it says, interestingly enough, his list of followers continues to grow. It never ceases to amaze that people will eat this stuff up, yet are left wanting when it comes to a clear understanding of the gospel. Christ's sacrifice and atonement and his righteousness that is imputed to those who would simply repent of their sin and believe on him. These false teachers continue to creep in, drawing people away from the truth of the gospel. So, enough from that article. Now, but that's just kind of a setup for what I wanted to say concerning the hurricane, the current event, and Pat Robertson's involvement in that. And by the way, of course, political liberals want to blame President Trump for the hurricane and blame him for any death or any damage that comes. Gee, there's a big surprise. But we won't go and talk about all that political stuff. We'll just stick here with Brother Pat Robertson. And it's interesting because a week before the hurricane and a week before this article that I'm about to read to you, I was talking to a man at church, and for some reason I had mentioned Pat Robertson and some of the problems with some of his past false prophecies. And this gentleman, the friend of mine, said that, well, you know, maybe God sometimes uses people like that. And, you know, he may have meant, well, because he has a Christian news network with conservative political news, which, you know, he and my friend at church would, you know, we come from a political conservative point of view. So I understand, I think, what he probably meant by that. But I had to say, you know, no, I don't think, you know, God really does use false prophets, okay? Now, I probably should have said to him, well, you know, yeah, God will even use this, you know, Satan. He'll even use the devil for his own purposes. And you can just look at the lives of Job or Peter. You know, Satan said he wanted to sift Peter like wheat. And he wanted to get at Job. And God allowed Satan to do that. God used Satan, okay? But to say that we, you know, to say that God uses false prophets, I don't think that's very wise. And, you know, we shouldn't agree with or work with the devil or enable any of his false workers, any false prophets, false teachers, etc. That's kind of a, well, duh statement, I guess, right, for discernment in the last days program. But, you know, sometimes people need to be reminded of those type things, and my friend would do well to take heed to that, and I probably should have mentioned that, put it that way, perhaps. But I basically had to kind of say, hey, set him straight on that, and you know, God doesn't really use false prophets. Well, once again, what seems to me to be a providential timing concerning Pat Robertson, having had just mentioned him, he's back in the news, and he was, of course, rebuking Hurricane Florence, and this is the article from the Christian Post. That I have here. It's Pat Robertson commands Hurricane Florence, in the name of Jesus, you shall go no further. Pat Robertson has directly commanded the incoming Hurricane Florence to stay away from the East Coast region. Now, he reminded his audience that Jesus commanded the sea and the waves of the sea of Galilee to be still. Well, that's true. But anyway, this is the statement here. In the name of Jesus, Pat said, Hurricane Florence, we speak to you and we command the storm to cease its forward motion and go harmlessly into the Atlantic. Go up north, away from land, and veer off in the name of Jesus. We declare a shield of protection all over tidewater, and we declare a shield of protection over those innocent people in the path of this hurricane. In Jesus' holy name, be out to sea, he called. Well, apparently Florence wasn't listening. Granted, it could have been a worse hurricane. You can always say that. And granted, it didn't hit Virginia Beach, where Pat Robertson is headquartered. But he wasn't saying, don't just hit Virginia Beach or the state of Virginia. He was saying, go out to sea. We speak to you and command you to go harmlessly into the Atlantic. Well, Florence did not have an ear to hear that from the prophet Pat Robertson. He went on to say, I believe it in all my heart that if we don't doubt, this hurricane will be dispelled, he proclaimed. Well, there you go. Apparently somebody must have doubted. And am I mocking him? Yes, I am. Yes, I am mocking Pat Robertson because he has an incredible record of false prophecies, which, of course, make Christianity, you know, Christians, even Christ. I mean, you know, nobody can really make Christ look bad. But, the, you know, Jesus is going to say to a lot of people someday, you know, those who are going to claim that they did all these things in his name, and he's going to say, I didn't know you. You know, move away from me. So move on to judgment away from me. That's kind of a paraphrase of that verse, but I read it last week, Matthew 7. 7:23, 4, and 5, I believe. But anyway, I want to read to you. Now, that was from the Christian Post, was where that article that I just read was from. And that was September 12, 2018. And let's just look at some of the success that Pat Robertson has had with his prophecies. Honestly, his record of false prophecies kind of make him sort of a psychic friends network kind of a guy. You know, he gets one right every once in a while, but and I might as well share it here. At Deuteronomy, this is what the Bible says concerning prophets or people who claim to be prophets. And this is in Deuteronomy 18:21. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him. You don't have to go, ooh, it's the prophet. I better not say anything about the prophet. You know, and this is how it works in the New Apostolic Reformation movement, too. Like at IHOP, formerly Mike Bickle with the Kansas City, what I like to call them, the false prophets. They're known as the Kansas City prophets. Their idea of a prophet is, well, hey, you know, it's a prophet in training, really. And, you know, as you become a prophet and as you make these prophecies, you're going to miss a few along the way, right? Nobody's perfect. And, you know, you'll get better and your prophecies will get better. No. Not according to Deuteronomy 18 that I just read. Deuteronomy 13 also talks about these things. And there's other places. And why would the Bible, why would Christ and Peter and Paul, why would they warn us about false prophets if people can make false prophecies and claim, no, it's okay. It's okay because, you know, you're not really a false prophet because you make a false prophecy. Because everybody's human and everybody makes mistakes and you'll get better. And you see the nonsense behind this. And there's no real justification for it. But here's some of the false prophecies of Pat Robertson. Several times near New Year's, Robertson has announced that God told him several truths or events that would happen in the following year. I have a relatively good track record, he said. Sometimes I miss. Well, at least he's admitting he's a false prophet. But you know, he's been in the news for so long. He's had the Christian network for so long. People have just compromised and just said, oh, well, he said he's a Christian. He's a Christian. Everything's fine. And we forget what God says about the warnings about false prophecies and false prophets and the damage that they do to people. And that's why Christ and God warns us about them. 1982, Doomsday. In late 1976, Robertson predicted that the end of the world was coming in October or November 1982. In a May 1980 broadcast of the 700 Club, he stated, "I guarantee you by the end of 1982, there's going to be a judgment on the world." In September 2011, Robertson and several others who incorrectly predicted various dates for the end of the world were jointly awarded the Ig Nobel Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize, I like that, the Ig Nobel, for teaching the world to be careful when making mathematical assumptions and calculations. So he got a prize for that. 2004 presidential election, January 2004, Robertson said that God told him now, President Bush will be reelected in a blowout in the election later that year. "I think George Bush is going to win in a walk," Robertson told viewers of his 700 Club program. "I really believe I'm hearing from the Lord. It's going to be like a blowout election in 2004. It's shaping up that way. Bush did, in fact, win re-election, but not in a landslide. The 2004 race between Bush and John Kerry was one of the closest large elections in history. Kerry lost the popular vote by just 2.4%, an outcome that was uncertain beforehand, but neither large in magnitude or surprising." Okay, here's a sneeze alert. Excuse me, folks. I think that's the first time I've sneezed on a broadcast, and you were there. Anyway, Kerry lost the popular vote by just 2.4%, an outcome that was uncertain beforehand, but neither large in magnitude or surprising, and did not signal a significant shift in the direction of politics. Now, 2006, the Pacific Northwestern tsunami. In May 2006, Robertson declared that storms and possibly a tsunami would hit America's coastline sometime in 2006. Robertson supposedly received this revelation from God during an annual personal prayer retreat in January. The claim was repeated four times on the 700 Club. On May 8, 2006, Robertson said, "If I heard the Lord right about 2006, the coasts of America will be lashed by storms." Apparently didn't hear the Lord right, just like the Hurricane Florence didn't hear him right. Anyway, on May 17, 2006, he elaborated, there well may be something as bad as a tsunami in the Pacific Northwest. In 2007, a terror attack, he says, on January 2, 2007, on the 700 Club, Robertson said that God spoke to him and told him that mass killings were to come during 2007 due to a terrorist attack on the United States. He added, "The Lord didn't say nuclear, but I do believe it will be something like that." When a terrorist attack failed to happen in 2007, Robertson said in January 2008, "All I can think is that somehow the people of God prayed, and God in his mercy spared us." Well, God's trying to spare us from a false prophet named Pat Robertson by warning us thousands of years ago about those who claim to be prophets and then have failed prophecies. In 2008, worldwide violence and American recession. On the January 2, 2008 episode of 700 Club, Robertson predicted that 2008 would be a year of worldwide violence. He also predicted that a recession would occur in the United States that would be followed by a stock market crash by 2010. However, there was a decrease in overall deaths for the period, and the American economy had already entered a recession in 2007 with increased household debt and the collapse of financial institutions. So, too little, too late. anyway, 2008 Mideast meltdown. In October 2008, Robertson posted a press release on the Georgian conflict, speculating that the conflict is a Russian ploy to enter the Middle East, and that instability caused by a predicted preemptive strike by Israel on Iran would result in Syria and Iran's launching nuclear strikes on other targets. He also said that if the United States were to oppose Russia's expansion, nuclear strikes on American soil are also pending. We will suffer grave economic damage, but will not engage in military action to stop the conflict. However, we may not be spared nuclear strikes against coastal cities. In conclusion, it is my opinion that we have between 75 and 120 days before the Middle East starts spinning out of control. That was in 2008, 10 years ago, folks. 2009, economic chaos and recovery. On the January 1st, 2009 broadcast of 700 Club, Robertson announced, if I'm hearing God right, he needs to get that spiritual hearing aid fixed, I think. If I'm hearing God right, gold will go to about $1,900 an ounce and oil to $300 a barrel. He also suggested that Americans would broadly accept socialism. Not yet, Pat. You know, 2018 maybe 2019, 10 years later. Anyway, despite these predictions, he also said that economically things are getting ready to turn around. And then in 2012, the presidential election, on January 4th, 2012, Robertson reported that God had spoken to him, and he thinks he showed me the next president, but would not name who it is. He did give an indication that it would not be Obama, since Robertson said God told him Obama's views were at odds with the majority, but left some room for interpretation had the 2012 election expanded beyond a two-person race. Closer to the election, however, he expressly stated that God had told him that Mitt Romney would win and would be a two-term president. Well, he got the two-term part right, only it was Obama who was elected and reelected to a second term. So there you go. And I say that humorously because you got to laugh to keep from crying when you deal with false prophets and the people who follow them. It's very sad. Now, I want to look at Relevant Magazine, and this was originally going to be the first one that I looked at. We looked at another one last week, but that's more current. But this was from 2014, and I wanted to go there now. Let me get that date for you on that. It was the July and August 2014 issue. And the first article that is in there that I wanted to comment on was in the slices, it's called, section of the magazine. And the article is called The Return of Rob Bell. Well, you remember last week we were talking about Carlton Pearson and his views of hell and how he apostatized from those beliefs. And, of course, we had also talked about Rob Bell. Rob Bell is kind of a darling of Relevant Magazine. Darling of Oprah, actually. He's been on there as well. But anyway, The Return of Rob Bell is the name of the article, and I like to give it a subtitle, The Second Coming of Rob Noahill Bell. Can the polarizing author and former pastor, remember this is 2014, make the jump to TV? More than 3 years after Desiring God founder and pastor John Piper famously tweeted, Farewell Rob Bell, linking to a blog post about Bell's controversial book, Love Wins, Bell is making a comeback. In 2011, after the release of the book, Bell, who is the pastor of Mars Hill Bible Church near Grand Rapids, Michigan, received criticism for questioning the existence of hell and presumptions about the afterlife. Not long after, Bell announced that he was stepping down from the church he founded and would be moving to Hollywood to pursue opportunities in television. Though his initial project, a scripted series called Stronger, that Bell collaborated on with Lost producer Carlton Cuse, failed to get picked up, the idea for a talk show started to take shape. It helped that Bell soon found a fan in TV icon Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't Oprah Winfrey like another heretic on her program? Anyway, Oprah Winfrey, who knows a thing or two about hosting a successful talk show, she invited Bell to be a guest on her Super Soul Sunday program last fall, again, this 2014. And this fall, we'll feature him as a speaker on her Life You Want arena tour. But Bell will soon take his biggest stage yet as the host of The Rob Bell Show. In May, he began taping the new talk show for the OWN, that's Oprah, I believe, cable network, though details of the format are still unclear. And by the way, I don't know whatever happened with that program, okay? I'm just reading you an older article here just to show you Relevance Magazine's affinity for heretics and heretical folks and the Oprah Winfrey's, etc. It says that Bell remains a polarizing figure in the evangelical community, you think? But Winfrey's track record of finding talk show hosts in unlikely places is pretty strong. So despite what Piper says, Bell may just be getting started. Okay. Now, another article in that issue that I want to touch on with the time that I... Well, I might actually... Well, let's see how our time works out here. Another article is called How to Change the World, which is, you know, a great idea if you want to change the world by getting people saved and getting ready for the next world. But anyway, this is what this magazine kind of caters to, how to change this world. We're going to change the world. Advice from seven leaders. And I'm only going to touch on a couple of them. One is, you may be familiar with, Craig Groeschel, pastor of LifeChurch.tv. Don't know that much about him. Just noted that he commented on Bill Hybels. And he said, in the early years, I made the mistake of not caring for my soul because I overestimated my importance. I didn't take adequate time off. Bill Hybels once said, the way I was doing the work of God was destroying the work of God in me. Okay, well, let's just go to my notes here on this. You know, quoting Bill Hybels, well, Bill Hybels, as you know, was the pastor of Willow Creek, and I emphasize was the pastor of Willow Creek once upon a time, and really was responsible for the seeker-sensitive approach to Christianity. He admitted years ago, Hybels did, that his approach to Christianity didn't work. So he went back to the seeker-sensitive drawing board, and now years later we find that Bill Hybels has been removed from Willow Creek. And I, of course, won't go into the details of all that. If you know anything about the news, you know what took place there. And pray for this man, Bill Hybels. Don't know if he ever knew the Lord or not, but pray for him, for his salvation and, you know, his life. It's sad to see that this movement, the seeker sensor that was influenced by Hybels' mentor Robert Schuller, has misled so many, I believe, with their liberal stances on so many things, promoting emergent leaders, speaking at his church, Willow Creek Church, etc. Hybels himself spoke at Schuller's church growth conferences years ago, and of course helped promote these errors in this whole mega church type movement. Now, I want to mention Jim Wallace. I have just enough time, I think. He's another one of the leaders that Relevant wants you, of course, to consider, and how to change the world. And Jim Wallace, of course, he says, that is how every movement for justice starts. See, you know, Jim Wallace is the social justice, social gospel warrior. This is how every movement for justice starts. And changing the world through justice is as simple as that. And I would just say that that's the man-made works gospel versus the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Meeting and befriending people who Jesus would probably call the least of these has changed my life over and over again. And, you know, he loves to quote Matthew 25. Out of context, as a pretext for really his social gospel work. Anyway, I'm out of time.